The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I tell you what, this is a great day. The sun's shining. It's about 80 degrees out here. We are live and local in the Mobile Spartan Studios at the Bowtie Tavern, Old Alpine and 10 Mile in Sparta. We're helping raise a little bit of money today for the Multiple Sclerosis Society. Bob?
That's always a tough one, too.
Man, I've been struggling
with it. It's like muscular
it all day.
Dystrophy, multiple sclerostophy, something hoptopy, I don't know, jopioptomy.
Well, you have a couple of those Keweenaw Brewing beers, and, you know, it all, you know what, though? It doesn't matter. We got some great people out here. There are hundreds of bikes out here already, some beautiful iron. We've got, I'm looking at maybe 10 different smoker grills out here. We're going to be throwing down 500 pounds of barbecue chicken. This is the place to be. I tell you what, there is a whole lot of really great people out here that are going to ride and raise some money today.
This Keweenaw Brewing beer is really good. I'm wearing my Frankenmuth shirt, so I feel a little bit trampy saying that, but I guess it's all good because it's Michigan beer.
Familiar feeling for you, though.
These guys are all friends, too. You know, all these brewers, they're all buds.
Absolutely.
It's not competitive. It's just like the pool guys, you know. Tommy, is the restaurant business that way? Or you know, do you hang out with Greg Gilmore?
I like Greg. I like Jeff LaBelle from Beltline Bar. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right. They're my friends.
That's cool.
Right.
I think that's kind of a Michigan thing, too, is we're a little slower paced. You know, we're not kind of, it's not like when you go out to where Big Pauly hangs out. I mean, anything's fast, fast, fast. You know, it's a Midwest is kind of got that flavor to it.
Yeah. Tommy, I'm interested. Do you carry microbrews on tap at your restaurants?
We do. We have Founders and a few other beers like that. We're really, actually, our new drink menu is going to have more microbrew bottles on it. Michigan.
Yeah.
How do those sell for you?
Well, younger people seem to experiment more than the older people. The older people are just Bud Light.
Yeah, they're stuck with their Pabst.
Miller
but Pabst
Light
has made a resurgence. I bet you're seeing a lot of those kegs rolling through.
We do. Pabst, I can't believe it, because that was my dad's number one selling beer. It beat Budweiser 50 years ago. Pabst was number one.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. My dad always used to leave a little bit in the bottom of his can. That was exciting, because when he wasn't looking, I'd, like, grab the can and run. But you've got Schmoes in Grand Rapids that makes, like, Treasure Chest. I would suggest putting Treasure Chest on tap, because that is one of the best ESBs, extra special bitters. It's the softest ESB I've ever had.
You know, our friends at Schmoes also make root beer. I brought a couple kegs of that to the church picnic that we catered, Bob, when you and I threw down all those steaks for our church there, and that root beer that they make there is just creamy and smooth, and you wouldn't think that a brewery would put something like that together, but they have it, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, mixed with a little rum, it's pretty sweet.
Well, that too. Yeah, little root beer float for the
kids.
And
we've got our boys down at Arcadia Ales in Battle Creek. They've got one called the Wit Sun. Totally good. Randy's sitting on a case of it right now. I still haven't gotten one can of that stuff.
I might not be having a whole case left.
Oh, you pot liquor. We've got Buzz from Standale Lumber out here. Buzz has got his sweet-looking ride here and his motorcycle. Just kidding. And, gosh, who else has shown up here? This is like the who's who of Michigan out here.
I tell you what, it's a great event, because everybody here has charity in mind. We're raising money, and we're going to eat. We're going to have a little bit to drink. Everybody's going to ride safely. I think they're going to make a tour of six or seven local establishments around, and then end up back here this afternoon and eat some of that 500 pounds of chicken that we're going to be grilling.
Let me ask you a question, Job.
What's that?
Do you know how to hotwire like a vehicle?
Do I know how to hotwire?
Just a question.
I tell you what, there's
curious.
Some guys here that are a lot bigger than me, and I'm pretty sure that even if I did know, I wouldn't do it.
You don't, you're not packing any one of those sweet semis you got?
No, there's one in the truck, but it's a long way from here.
It's not in the grilling rig, officer. Hey, I just got a text from Sean Freeze, Sergeant First Class Sean Freeze, ROTC at Ferris. Sean, thanks for checking in. Yes, Alex is almost done with boot camp, and yes, he now wants to stay in. So we're going to be going ROTC at Ferris, I think. So get your paperwork ready, dude. He's sending letters all the time. Dude's gained 15 pounds. He's turning into a beast.
Hey, didn't he also get the sharpshooter award?
He did, yeah.
That's something to be proud of.
He made sharpshooter.
Yep,
yeah.
That's
cool. All those pop cans in the backyard, it paid off.
That's right. Very few people make that, though. Yeah. What do you have to hit? Just an incredible accuracy percentage.
Yeah, you got a bullseye 34 out of 40. 33 out of 40. You got a bullseye.
Yeah, but well, that's something to carry with him the rest of his life, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that medal. So that's cool.
That's right.
But, you know, we are at the Bowtie Tavern out here on the corner of Old Alpine and 10 Mile Road, and I look around at the bow tie, and it makes me think of a rib marinade that I used to put together.
That's a nice segue. I like that.
It's got beer in it.
Because you had like barbecue sauce on your bow tie or something?
I did. Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. If I was wearing one, it'd be there, you know, that running down my chin. But I'm going to put this out on the Grilling Guys website. But 4 cups of beer, 2 cups of brown sugar. We're going to have some vinegar, chili powder, ground cumin again. You hear that? That's kind of a common in my marinades because I like to heat it up a little bit. A little mustard and then some red pepper flakes. This one's got a little bit of bite to it, but we'll throw it out there on the Grilling Guys website. You got to try that one because that's a marinade, and I put that on my ribs, and I let them sit in the fridge overnight, and then we do them low and slow on one of these indirect cookers, the good one or a variety of others that are sitting here. So that one I enjoy.
So what's in that? Is there any apple cider?
Nope, there's not. Not in this one. Just beer, brown sugar, vinegar. It's cider vinegar, but it is vinegar.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty tasty.
Yeah, it is.
We're coming up on Man Law here pretty quick. We got the next 3 weeks are pure tailgate. We're talking tailgate all over the place. I was talking about Sean Freeze from Ferris, the ROTC officer up there. We're going up to Ferris October 15th. We're going to do
a major tailgate. For their homecoming.
Homecoming at Ferris. Randy and I are both Bulldogs, my brother, my wife. It's going to be sweet. I can't wait to get up there, and I am staying out of Kramer Hall, let me tell you that story behind it.
Well, you're not allowed back in there, are you?
Yeah, well, that's going to be tons of fun. Are we ready for Man Law? Can we do a little Man Law?
I believe it's time.
I really want to. Best part of the show. This gets your juices going. Here's rule number 9. A friend must be permitted to borrow anything you own. Your grill. Listen up, guys. Your motorcycle. That's a hint. Your car. Your firstborn child within a 12-hour notice. Women or anything considered lucky are not applicable in this case.
That's right.
That's now, a double entendre there.
And I'd throw it right back at you, Bob, that you got to bring it back better than you found it. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're always good for that. I'll give you credit for that.
Well,
we know people who aren't.
That's right. And if somebody's going to loan you something, you know, it's only man law that you bring it back in better shape than you found it. If they loaned you your car with a half a tank of gas, bring it back full, man. That's just the right thing to do.
Did you notice how clean the grilling rig was?
I did. Bob had
inside and out. Jordan did the inside.
Right. Bob had the rig for a couple days. He was doing some stuff, and it did. It's shiny. It's sitting right out front here. But I want to talk a little bit before we wrap up and bring this train to the station about some tailgating tips. We got that right around the corner. Bob and I did a little tailgate on Thursday night at that Lowell Rockford game. Had a great time, but a couple things that are just right off the top of my head here, and that is put meat on a stick and marinate it, and then when you grill it, you're not only going to be able to have great flavors, but you also have a utensil to serve it with.
More importantly, you have a killing device.
But I don't know what you're killing unless you're killing me. But the point is that if you marinate it, the actual skewer, that's a tough word for me to say, but a wood skewer.
Skewer delistophy.
Yeah. The wood skewer draws in moisture, so when you're grilling it, it doesn't burn. If you don't submerge the sticks in the marinade, they'll catch on fire and it doesn't work.
Okay, I'll add to that. Before you even do that, soak your skewers. If you're using wood, and I don't even bother with wood anymore, but if you're using a wood skewer, soak them in water for 4 hours. Then when you stab your meat and throw them in the marinade, they're not going to absorb a bunch of oil because if your marinade's heavily oil-based, you're just putting an accelerator on them.
Great tip. Yeah. Great tip. Exactly. And the other
These are the technical things you got to hear.
I tell you what, when you walk up, the last thing you want to do as a tailgate is prepare food. You want to show and go. You're going to show up. You're going to grill. You're going to make it happen. But you know what? Over the next few weeks, we are going to have tons of tailgate tips coming up because it is tailgate season. Our backyard grilling's winding down, and we're going live on the road, man.
That's right. I want to issue a little call out, a little shout out to our friend Greg Mosherry out in Cascade. Greg, get on that Harley and get out here, dude.
Hey, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. We are live and local out at the Bowtie Tavern on Old Alpine. Come on out here, enjoy, raise some money, eat some good barbecue food. We're the Grilling Guys. We look forward to talking with you next week. Take care.
Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.